Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Friday, October 1st. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. It was an emotional scene in Gardena inside Raleigh Gym as Governor Gavin Newsom signed several bills aimed at promoting police accountability and transparency.
This has been hard. I'm here as governor, mindful that we're in the juxtaposition of being a leader on police reform and a laggard on police reform.
The eight bills signed into law include limits on use of force, expanded access to an officer's disciplinary file, and statewide standards for when officers can fire tear gas or rubber bullets at protests. But one of the most impactful bills to receive the governor's signature is SB 2. That law creates a process to permanently decertify an officer if they're found to have committed serious misconduct. SB 2 is also known as the Kenneth Ross Jr. Act, named after a young man who was shot in the back by a Gardena police officer who had been transferred to that department after being involved in other controversial shootings. California now joins 46 other states that already have similar laws on the books. The descendants of the family that once owned a plot of seized land in Manhattan Beach are a step closer to getting the property returned. KPCC's Julia Paskin has the latest chapter in the Bruce's Beach saga.
100 years ago, Bruce's Beach was a thriving coastal resort popular with black beachgoers. After harassment from the KKK failed to push the owners out of town, the Manhattan Beach City Council seized the land from owners Willa and Charles Bruce under eminent domain laws in 1924. Promising a public project, they then did nothing with the land. LA County is the current owner of the property and recently voted to return it to the Bruce family, but it first needed a state law to amend the ownership agreement. Enter Governor Gavin Newsom, who signed SB 796.
As Governor of California, let me do what apparently Manhattan Beach is unwilling to do, and I want to apologize.
The Manhattan Beach City Council has been criticized for failing to apologize for the city's actions long ago. A representative for LA County Supervisor Janice Hahn says the next steps are to certify the legal heirs and start talking over how to exactly transfer ownership of the land. I'm Julia Paskin.
In Boyle Heights, residents visiting Hollenbeck Park will see some new trees. The park next to the 5 freeway has lost much of its greenery lately to disease, but its count is up thanks to LA's program to bring in more trees around the city. Yesterday, it added 20 trees to Hollenbeck Park in partnership with the nonprofit Los Angeles Parks Foundation. That includes some jacarandas, a few Brisbane box trees, and a Tipuana tipu tree, which is native of Bolivia, known for providing ample shade. The foundation's executive director, Carolyn Ramsey, says that the trees were chosen because of their ability to withstand extreme swings in climate.
We're planting the trees along the freeway side of the park to reduce the pollution and exhaust from all the cars and trucks that go by, but also reduce the noise and provide a habitat for the wildlife that, you know, lives here.
Yesterday's tree planting is part of the foundation's LA Park Forest Initiative, which aims to restore the tree canopy in city parks. The LA Parks Foundation has planted 7 of those forests so far and plans on 3 more this year. Their goal is to create 100 park forests over the next 10 years. The city has other efforts to add more trees to the landscape. A city forest officer was hired in 2019 to plant 90,000 trees by the end of this year. The LA Park Forest Initiative is included in that count. Temperatures are up again today at the beaches. It'll be in the low 80s in the LA Basin, San Gabriel Valley, and inland Orange County, mid-80s to mid-90s. The San Fernando Valley will reach the upper 90s. The Antelope Valley will be in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, read more news at LAist.com and listen live at KPCC.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.